Monarch.
Yeah, hi, is Artez in, please? Hello? Yeah, is Artez in, please?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Artez. Hey, Artez, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Is now an okay time?
Yeah, if you give me just a minute.
No worries.
Okay, sorry about that.
Not a problem. So, the first thing is, I just need a few pieces of information for you, but we're ready to sign off on the approval. What is your USDOT number?
I don't have a DOT number.
You don't? Okay. Is it not required for your industry?
Not when you're in state, you don't need it.
Okay, gotcha. Give me a second. And then one other question I have for you is, on the bank statements, I think we have different addresses, so I just wanted to clarify. So let's just bring this up. On the bank statement, the address is P.O. Box 343 in Delaware, but then your address is in Laurel, Delaware. So why the difference in addresses?
The one's a physical and one's a mailing.
Okay, hold on. So, I've got you approved, by the way, for equipment financing for our Second Chance program. And basically what this allows you to do is develop some credit history under the business itself. It's quite different than the night loan you did, because that was, from what I understand, about 30% interest over only like a 4-month time frame, correct?
Right.
All right. So, the way this would be a loan, it wouldn't be an advance, and it'd be secured on the equipment. You would have your first and last payment due at signing, and then for a 2-year term, 22 remaining, for a 3-year, 34, 46 for 4 years, and 58 for 60. Now, in terms of your monthly payment,
I have no idea what you just said.
Okay, I'll slow down. So we can offer you 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. You'd have 2 payments due at signing. Hello?
Okay. I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. The line's very fuzzy. I apologize. So you could do 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. You're going to have your first and last payment due at signing. You're going to prepay your first and last monthly payment. So if you do a 2-year term, 24 months, for example, you'd have 22 remaining payments. And if you did a 5-year term, you'd have 58 remaining payments. You get what I'm saying? In like 4 years is 48, but you'd have 2 down, so you'd have 46 remaining.
Yeah.
So I'm going to quote you without sales tax. You can finance a sales tax, and if you want to finance a sales tax, you can just, if your sales tax is 2%, your payment would be 2% higher if you wish to finance it, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So I think one of the things you kind of mentioned was the kind of opportunity, and this equipment, just to confirm, will make you about $50,000, but of that, about $25,000 is profit. it might be 30, but 25 we'll say to be conservative. So the monthly monthly benefit by having the equipment, just to confirm, would be about, give or take, about $2,083 minus the cost of the loan. Is that correct?
Say that once again. Make sure I heard you correctly.
So if I take $25,000 in profit and I divide it by 12 months a year, the cost, the benefit of having the equipment just would be $2,083 in profit minus the cost of any loan. And then, of course, if you save money on taxes, that's just an added bonus.
Right, 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 yeah.
Okay. All right. So I want to give you some options here, but I don't know if really 5 years is the way to go. I have a question. Did you miss any of your payments on your night loan, or how did you like doing that process?
Those are daily withdrawals. Somebody else had said that, said, have I missed any payments? I'm like, no. They do a daily withdrawal of $99.
Okay.
So I don't know where that came from.
What do you mean where that came from? I don't understand.
Somebody else mentioned, have I missed, that I had missed payments from night past?
No, no, I didn't say you had. I said, have you? I'm just asking a question. Have you?
Oh, I have not. Somebody else mentioned it, and that's why I thought you were going with that.
No, not a problem. And then the second question I have for you is, how did you like doing that program? Do you feel it benefited your business? It hurt your business? It was a wash? What were your thoughts?
It got what I needed, but the interest was a little rough.
Well, it's, I think, run. Well, 30% over 4 months, if you just multiply it, equals 120% over a year, correct? So I'm guessing it's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
A lot. Okay. So what I think is really most powerful here is, obviously, you're going to own an asset at the end of this term. The mileage isn't really high. So we can attack this idea in multiple different ways. I don't necessarily think doing financing over 5 years is necessarily what you need to do. There's a few different options for you. My suggestion, as you build some business credit, the more you build, obviously, for future financing, the cheaper your cost of money is going to be, because you're going to have less risk with business credit history. But I'm always a big fan of matching up the revenue to the expenses. So if this equipment is going to make you, you know, just to kind of go back to that number, over per month, 2,083, I really think the appropriate program to do is something short term, because it allows you to still make money off the equipment, but it allows you to get the payment done quickly, so you own an asset very, very quickly, and then that's just pure profit after, you know, 2 years. So I want to give you some numbers here, okay?
Okay.
Over a two-year period, with two payments due at signing, you'd be looking at a payment of about $1,371. So that'd be your payment not inclusive of sales tax or shipping, with two payments down. So it's something where the payment's going to be high, but your revenue, your profit is higher. You pay it off in 2 years. You own that equipment free and clear 2 years. You build business credit, and then it's just pure profit after that. If you want some more breathing room, if you say look at a three-year term, you'd be looking at payments around $1,000. And if you do something, say, over 5 years, which is the max here, you'd be looking at payments around $755. My whole thought process, though, is since you're in the process of building credit history, that a short term is probably best, because it allows you to just pay this off very, very quickly without putting any, you know, without putting any additional strain on your cash flow. But I wanted to get your feedback before kind of going over some additional numbers.
Yeah. I can't do the $1,300. What's the interest rate? Because it's still high, it sounds like.
It's not high. I mean, there is risk in this transaction because of the credit history. It's kind of our starter loan program. It's a rate factor. So if you did $1,371 a month, you would just take that $1,371. Your contract's not going to have a separation of interest and principal, and you're going to divide that by $19,995, the equipment cost, and you're going to get to the rate factor is a 0.06. I guess the question I'd ask you is, why wouldn't $1,371 work if you're making $2,000 a month in profit?
Because there's a risk. You know, anything could happen.
Okay.
I'm going to be paying $1,371 within 30 days before the thing even gets here. So that's you and you're only talking about a $20,000 loan. I'm just thinking about what a typical car loan would cost.
This is not this is a business loan. It's not comparable to a car loan. If you want to do a consumer loan and put it on your personal credit, that's not something we offer.
I was just comparing because it's a vehicle. You know, I know it's not a regular car loan. That's been the issue all along to start with.
Yeah,
I just think that's a little steep. It can happen, but I just don't want to do that. But I still don't know what the interest rate, or there has to be some sort of an interest rate.
Well, it's a payback. It's similar to your night funding. So your night funding, you borrowed, just to confirm the notes that I have, let me make sure I've got it here. With night, how much did you initially borrow?
$6,000.
And what was your payback?
$6,500.
And what was your payback?
$8,000.
Okay, so you're paying back. It's just the number you get to is what is your payback. So it's a multiplier. That's how these loans work. So if you borrowed $6,000 and you paid back $8,000, I think I know the number you're at. I'm just going to kind of calculate it out. If you borrow $6,000 and you pay back $8,000, your multiplier is about a 1.34. That gets you to 8,040. So it's 1.33. So over 4 months, you're doing a 1.33. So with our loan, just to give you an idea, if you do a, let's say you do a 2-year loan to go back to those numbers, although we can offer you longer terms. And did you work with Knight with a broker, or did you work with them directly?
I was the broker. It was, all right, hold on. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. So, to give you an idea, your payback.
I don't remember the name of it right off, but I could tell you. I could find it and tell you.
No, I just, you know, I always like to ask questions. So your payback, if you did a 2-year loan, is about, just to give you an idea, if you did a 2-year loan, your payback over 2 years is, give me 1 second. Can I ask, when you applied with your night loan, why did they, or the broker you worked with, why didn't they try to get you an equipment loan rather than, why did they give you a cash loan?
I think that was initially what we tried to do.
What happened?
Equipment loan. They denied it.
Why did they deny it?
If I'm remembering, I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. I think the reason is, just, you know, with these short-term cash loans, because they're so high interest, the equipment financing, you're having a much longer relationship. The cash loans are kind of like in and out. So the relationship is 2, 3, 5, 6 months. So it's this quick in and out. Mm-hmm. So, and there's so much interest that you're not doing anything long term. To give you an idea, with our loan, it's a much longer term relationship. You're getting payments for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, a lot longer. To give you the kind of payback on your loan, 1371 times 24 is 32904. So if you're financing, let's see, 19995, the payback on that is like a 164. So to give you an idea, you were paying about a 13134, something like that, over 4 months. A 24-month time frame is about 6 times as long, so 2 years. So to kind of give you a comparison, apples to apples, in terms of cost of money, this loan is 6 times longer than your night loan, but only twice the payback. So it's about a third as expensive. The most important things why these loans for our portfolio, they either work or they don't work, is simply people being comfortable with the payment. Especially with high risk credit, I'm not here to beat you up. That is the most important thing that has shown either people being happy or unhappy. And by happy or happy, I mean being able to pay the payments and benefit their business. If you do a 2 or 3 year loan or a 5 year loan, we can do that. Just so you understand, though, the more you borrow this money over, the much longer you're going to pay back. So if you do a five-year loan, there's a significant amount of interest that you're paying back. The cost is pretty high. And that's due to risk.
Right. I mean, you got to pay for that time.
What?
You have to pay for that time. That's very, you know, I understand that.
Correct. And I think, honestly, once you get a relationship with going us, and I can't promise you, but the more business credit you have, the more options you're going to have to really get cheaper credit for your business and yourself. But if you want, we can give you a five-year term. It just, it adds up after 5 years. You'll have a lot of breathing room, but it will add up. And just to kind of go back to those numbers, if you do a five-year transaction, you're looking at payments of $755. If you're making $2,000 a month in pricing and profit, that's great. You got a $1,250 or $1,245 breathing room, but those payments are going to add up.
True. Okay. I totally understand.
Out of the numbers that I gave you, what are your thoughts on, say, a 2, 3, 4, or 5 year term? What do you think would work best for your business?
Well, what's the three and four year?
So, and that might be, yeah, I can bring those up. So let's bring these up. 3 years, you're looking at $1,011. In 4 years, you're looking at $846.
A 4 years is $846.
Uh huh.
Okay. And the five is seven something.
Five is $755.19.
Okay. I kind of like the in the 2 years is 13 something.
2 years is 1371.
I'd write this down, but I'm in the car right now.
No worries. I can also circle back with you Monday. I know it's late on Friday. I just wanted to get back to you because I forgot you're on the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, unless you want to, if you have something that you could send me that I can look at and that I know.
Yeah, I could actually send you a contract, but I would have to list the term on it. But I can circle back with you Monday and shoot you over a contract to review if you wish. That's not a problem.
Yeah, that would be fine.
What term length?
I know, just, you know, choose one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, which term do you want me to do with?
Do 4 years.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you Monday to get the necessary documents I need to generate your contract, like a license and a check and a dealer license for your vendor. I'm going to quote you the numbers where we're going to send the paperwork based off not financing sales tax. And if you want to finance sales tax, we can always add that in. And then if we want to play with the numbers, we can always adjust the numbers before funding. So, you know, let's just say you decide on Monday you want to do a four-year term, but let's say before we stroke the check, potentially say on Tuesday or Wednesday to the vendor, you can always call me and say, hey, Ruben, you know, I'm deciding to do a one-year deal. Then we can do that as well. So you got some options. All right.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
It's concrete. Tell it's fine. I understand.
Correct. And we can always adjust numbers. That's not a problem. So I'll be following up with you first thing on Monday morning, and have a great weekend with your family.
Thank you.
You got it.
Talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.